cold of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 9th of June 2009. For newcomers to the show, I suggest you look into these sites, cuttingthroughthematrix.com. I've had trouble with them recently. I expect more in the future as things tighten up. And you should also look at these other sites I have just in case, maybe even get used to using them for downloads, cuttingthrough.jenkins.com. That's on, all of these are listed on the com site. And you might get through for downloads faster, in fact, if you pick one of these sites rather than everybody going to the com at once. Cuttingthroughthematrix.net, cuttingthroughthematrix.us, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca, alanwattsentinel.eu. And that last one, the European site, you've also got all the audios plus transcripts written in the various languages of Europe off the talks that I give. So that's a handy site to remember and use. And trouble will definitely come, I guarantee you. And things are really tightening up. For those who donate to me, I really appreciate it because there's been a few people down through the years who just keep me going with the same donations. And nothing's too small. Remember that, too. Nothing at all is too small. In fact, if 1,000 people sent a dollar, I'd be laughing every month because it costs more than that to keep all this going, and it's a 7-day-a-week job. Also, people get lots of my talks burned to them, passed around. They don't use computers. They play them on their CDs, and some eventually manage to get through to me saying they didn't know for years how to get in touch. This is how you do it. You write to Alan Watt, W-A-T-T, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, which is E-S-T-A-I-R-E, Ontario, Canada. The postal code is P as in Peter, 3, E as in Elizabeth, 4, N as in Nora, 1, P-3-E-4-N-1. And that will get to me, because things are really on a roll now. Not through suspicion or paranoid delusions, but because they print all this stuff in the newspapers as they condition the public for what's coming. We're always conditioned in advance. And as I say, you keep me going. I don't ask for money from the advertisers. Everyone else does. That's how they run the shows. And this gives me a freer hand to say what I must say without involving or criticizing other people or being stunted in doing so, if need be. So you bring me to you, and it's up to you to keep it going. The advertising on the show pays the station. It pays for their equipment, for their time as well, and for their engineers and so on. The role is on its way. Nothing happens by chance. Remember, China is the model state for the entire world to follow. That's according to the United Nations and many of the various NGO organizations that belong to it. They've all stated this from the top. We've all to follow China. They so much admire this orderly, controlled system, which is still, by the way, communist, apparently, even though they're the largest capitalist on the planet. But really, China is in the bag. It's owned by the big banks of the West that set it up and the same organizations that already owned and controlled the West, own China. And everyone at the top in China is in the pocket of their masters, same masters as we've got. Now, the articles I read, I'll always put up the links on my site at the end of the show. So remember, you don't have to scribble them down. Just look into the site, cuttingthroughmatrix.com, and you'll find them there. I'll be back with more on China after these messages.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
I'm Alan Watt. This is Cutting Through the Matrix. And the matrix is the reality that you've swallowed has been presented to you. You never thought it was odd, or you never questioned it, because it simply existed for your parents. They didn't think to bother to tell you that there was so much confusion in the world and so much control. They didn't know themselves, generally. They themselves had accepted the world as it had been presented to them by their education, mass media, and the very fact that everyone else around them would agree with their opinions, because they were all given the same opinions by the same media and indoctrination or education. But China, as I say, is the model state for the world. And I've talked to people from the United Nations. I've mentioned before one woman I knew who was always globetrotting off across the world on behalf of the UN. She was a teacher, and yet she always getting 3, 4, 5, 6 months off at a time and getting back to her job. She was a very privileged, special person. And one day after coming back from China, she'd been 6 months there, she got talking to me outside a store. And because I was up on all this stuff, she kind of forgot who she was talking to. And she says the thing that she most admired in China was their system of population control. And I let her ramble on a little bit. And then I says, well, what gives you the right to think that she come back here? Because that's what she was over for, with other teachers, by the way, getting taught how to teach stuff in school that the children would soak up, and they were thinking of being conditioned for the future with the opinions given to them. I asked her what made her think that she had the right to do anything about someone else's population control. And she said, well, if we don't do it, no one else will. It was simple as that. But this article here is from theguardian.co.uk. It's from the 8th of June 2009. China orders PC makers to install blocking software on all computers. And the usual thing, move aimed at porn sites, always use porn to start with, or pedophilia or whatever. That's why they put so much of it out there. In fact, that's the first stuff they made sure everyone knew about the internet. There was lots of porn on it. That was to get everybody into it, of all age groups. This is by Jonathan Watts, Guardian Co. UK. Computer makers in China have been instructed to pre-install blocking software on every PC hard drive from next month under a government push to control access to the internet. New software, which has been developed by companies working with the Chinese military, well, that's IBM and so on, and Microsoft, obviously, is specifically aimed at restricting online pornography, but it could also be used to strengthen barriers to politically sensitive websites. China's authorities currently block overseas-based sites they disapprove of, such as those relating to Tibetan independence or the Falun Gong spiritual movement, with a mesh of filters and keyword restrictions widely known as the Great Firewall of China, of course. Control over domestic servers is applied through instructions to content providers and search engines, which must self-censor to stay in business. It's all been done with the aid of the Western companies, as we all know. It's been in the papers before. The new software called Green Dam Youth Escort, potentially adds a powerful new tool at the level of the individual computer. It updates a list of forbidden sites from an online database. Much as network security programs automatically download the latest defenses against new worms, trojans, and viruses. In other words, it's always updating as they add to the list. And the software designed to work with Microsoft Windows operating system, well, that took cooperation, didn't it, also collects private user data. Well, you see, they're trying it out there first. But remember, too, I read an article about a month or two ago where Australia has already drawn up their banned list sites, and they're fining people who attempt even to go into those sites to read them. It says optional programs that allow parents to restrict internet access by their children have existed for some time, but this is the first time the government has instructed that every computer be installed with a single centralized system. China's Ministry of Industry and Information Technology, the ministry for everything, but they copied all that from Britain, you know. Britain has a Ministry of Information. It's had it since World War II and probably before. Issued a notice to personal computer makers on 19th of May that every machine sold from 1st of July must be preloaded with the software. Last year, 40 million PCs were sold in China, the world's second biggest market after the US. According to Wall Street Journal, the notice says the move aims to construct a green, healthy, and harmonious internet environment and prevent harmful information, on the internet from influencing and poisoning young people. The only poisoning to be done is by officially approved propaganda. And that was my bit at the end, of course. Now, a while ago, years ago actually, I mentioned certain words on one show and phrases that would be coming into use, because I thought them odd when they first appeared in North America and then in Europe. And I said, you know, these are straight from the Soviet Union. And it was during Papa Bush's term, a lot of terms came out. In fact, he used the term communitarianism for the new way. Communitarianism, of course, is communism. And communitarianism was also a term used by H.G. Wells and the Fabian Society, who helped outline this new utopia of totalitarian control that we're going to bring in. But under Bush Sr., he also used other terms, and one was anti-government. It started to come out in the paper, anti-government, anti-government. And I thought that's an odd term for democracies to use, because you always have at least two parties, and the other party lambasts the majority party that's in power, and their job is to do that, criticize their policies. But they never call them anti-government. But that's what they do. They criticize policies. And so they were blurring the line, the distinction, especially for the people, you see, who would condemn the same policies as being anti-government. And at the same time, of course, we had the Waco thing come out when Clinton was in. These are real shows, you know, these are real big legal shows for the public. The idea of Christianity in the U.S. having any elevated position was now being burned to the ground with people in it on public television broadcast nationwide and worldwide. That was a big statement. And yet all that anti-Christian stuff and so on. And that was at the same time that Margaret Thatcher gave her speeches on the New World Order. Those were the titles of her speeches. And she said the next war would be on religious fundamentalism. And she was also referring to not only Muslims and fundamentalism in the Middle East, but she did refer to that, but she also meant religious fundamentalism in the Western world as well. And she meant Christianity. Because, you see, this is a time where the old oppositions to the New World Order were to be obliterated. And we already have the emotive terms coming in here and there with abortion, for instance. Now, abortion is designed to get people going against or for and so on. People always take sides, and you're given the sides and the debate, and you'll get heated up over the debate, depending on which side you choose. It doesn't matter. Because there's always a bigger plan. And, of course, the whole plan was dehumanization, as I've read before, and taking from the altar of superiority that of human life to get it down. As Julian Huxley, the first CEO of UNESCO, said, they'd have to literally deflate humanity down from its pedestal until we accept of ourselves as simply being another base life form. That's the real motive behind abortions and so on. And now they're going for euthanasia at the other end of the scale. I said that would happen too. And remember too, when 9/11 happened, and even when the previous bombing went off at the Oklahoma building, the first thing on the news was these guys running through the forest with oddball, mismatched camo gear. Before the story came on, every station in the world showed the same scenes, trying to blame these wacko patriot types for blowing up the Oklahoma City building. And this was all for a future scenario to set the precedent for what was to come. Here's an article here, and listen to the way. Never mind the content or the fact this guy was crazy. And it says he was a paranoid schizophrenic who was not getting treatment. Now, you get them through all strata of life, including secular humanism, believe you me. But listen to the wording from Mail Online. This is straight out of Orwell. It's June 8, 2009. Suspect arrested over murder of U.S. abortion doctor was anti-government activist caught with a bomb 13 years ago. So the whole the precedent for condemnation is all there. You don't have anything to think about. You're given what to think. The pro-life activist, so here he is, he's a pro-life activist, suspected of gunning down an American doctor known for performing late-term abortions, compared his alleged victim to Nazi death camp monster Joseph Mengele. It was claimed tonight. Doesn't say by whom. Scott Roeder, 51, was expected to be charged early tomorrow with the murder of Dr. George Tiller, who was shot dead in the foyer of his church on Sunday. Roeder was described today as harboring a burning eye-for-an-eye hatred for abortion doctors who'd been arrested years earlier, armed with the materials to make a bomb. He was described as that. Remember that too. And someone using the name Scott Roeder posted comments about Tiller on an anti-abortion website, including one that described him as the concentration camp Mengele of her day, a reference to the German doctor who performed the ghastly medical experiments on Jews at Auschwitz. And I'll come back with more to dissect the terminology used here after the following break.
newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecretstoyouth.com. That's learnthesecretstoyouth.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, giving you a lesson really in how terminology condemns people. But it's not really intended just to condemn this one man. It's meant to cow and condemn a whole lot of people who have nothing to do with it. Nothing whatsoever. It's also meant to condition people who are outside of any particular faith to look upon those within the faith with rather suspect motives and intentions. Nothing out there, it doesn't go through psychological censorship, you might say, or promotion, one or the other, before it arrives in the papers. And it says here, someone using the name Scott Roder posted comments about Tiller on an anti-abortion website. Do you know how many people will put up fake names or someone else's name on websites? Anyway. And then they say that the guy said that this particular abortion doctor was a Mengele of our day. A reference to the German doctor who performed ghastly medical experiments on Jews at Auschwitz. Here's an interesting parallel to this, because years ago in Canada, in Toronto, there was a doctor, Henry Morgenthaler, who was always being picketed by people who wanted him to stop up illegal abortions, and they were illegal at the time. And you would find the cops there arresting him once in a while. He got great publicity out of it. I knew something was up. And then one day I passed, and the cops were actually pushing back the picketers because it was decided that no law had been changed. Remember, the law was still in effect that they couldn't do these street abortions without approval, etc., and it was illegal at that time. And suddenly the cops were protecting this guy and letting him do abortions, even though it was still illegal, because someone in Parliament was going to bring it up eventually to try and change the law. And that told you all you needed to know, that this was a must-be. This guy was going to get his way. But Henry Morgenthaler eventually went on television, and here's the reasons that he gave for doing these abortions. He said Adolf Hitler was an unwanted child, and these unwanted children are very, very dangerous to society. And therefore, he was performing a service by terminating them before they grew up into Adolf Hitlers. That was his excuse. And he was praised and given honors. And I think he got the OBE for Canada, the Order of the Canadian or British Empire or something, and many other awards. And then he was given massive grants by the government to go across the world and open up abortion clinics, mainly across the third world countries, where they get funding from Bill Gates and all these kind of people. So there's the other side of it too, you see. But here's who they're really targeting, because now you're supposed to be all for pro-abortion, because it's nothing to do with a woman's right. It's to get the society used to the fact that government is going to eventually come in to decide who lives and dies. Believe you me, that's the motive. To continue with the story, it says, although police refused to give a motive for the killing last night, this is after they've said all this about this guy. Although police refused to give a motive for the killing last night, Tiller is believed to have been targeted because he was only one of three U.S. doctors carrying out abortions on women who are more than 21 weeks pregnant. This is how he made his living. Chilling details emerged last night about the suspect, who is said to have suffered from bouts of mental illness. Roeder's mental health and anti-government activities were also factors in a custody battle in Pennsylvania, the Kansas City Star reported. Roeder sued in 2003 for the right to visit a girl he said was his daughter. The child was born in 2002. But the child's mother fought Roeder's request, saying he would not be a good influence because his association with anti-government organizations is ongoing. How many times have they said anti-government here? A 2005 court ruling also said Roeder had been diagnosed with schizophrenia and did not take medication, which may pose a clear and present danger to the minor child, according to the Star. He belonged to anti-government militia groups, had been convicted of carrying explosives in his car, and allegedly befriended a would-be killer who shot Tiller in both arms in a failed assassination attempt 16 years ago. The factory worker was also said to have been outraged when Tiller was acquitted on abortion-related charges at a trial in March. Tiller, 67, was serving as an usher during morning services on Sunday when he was shot at the Reformation Lutheran Church in Wichita, Kansas. Police said the gunman acted alone, but U.S. marshals have been sent to protect abortion clinics across the U.S. amid fears of copycat attacks. I guess from just fanatical Christians, right? Some anti-abortion groups moved quickly to distance themselves from the murder, but pro-life hardliners praised Roeder. And then on it goes. And the fact is, you see, any real Christian out there, or any religious person out there, knows that you must always let everyone do what they personally will do. Because after all, any sin is on their head, isn't it? Otherwise, you'd be like governments. You'd be totalitarian, making everyone do what you want them to do. Think about it. And they know this too, but this is a good propaganda piece. And it's because it's a motive. People take sides and spin off into, away from the real point and get into the emotional debate. That's how things really work. That's how these pieces are presented. Panels of teams work out the stuff before you. It's put in paper. Back with more after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. but it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
This is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. That last article reminded me of one I read not so long ago. When the head, the guy at the executive branch of the secretive European Union Parliament, said that anyone who criticized the Parliament was guilty of sacrilege. Now it's simply anti-government in the West, but that will come, will it be sacrilegious, as the hidden religion that's been here for a long, long time. It's always been around you, with its emblems and symbols, emerges and comes to the fore. This article falls right in with what I'm saying, and this is from another mainstream article. It's Henry Porter's blog from theguardian.co.uk. This is Fighting 1984. 60 years ago today, George Orwell's 1984 was published. And this evening, as though to mark the anniversary of Orwell's last book, the former head of GCHQ, that's the big amalgamated British security forces, the first head, by the way, if you read Perry's book, was Victor Rothschild. It says here, Sir David Pepper slips from the shadows to tell the BBC's Who's Watching You program that it has become necessary for the government to record all data from phone and internet traffic in the fight against terror. My, it sounds just like China, doesn't it? That must be a coincidence. Pepper, who was incidentally born as Orwell struggled over his manuscript in the winter of 1948, the year the author reversed for his title. Actually, it was his publisher reversed it. He wanted to call it The Last Man, Last Thinking Sentient Man, really. makes a case for the total surveillance of society in order to catch the increasingly sophisticated targets. That's all of you. You didn't know you were sophisticated, did you? There are plenty of people who will do all they can to make themselves difficult to find, he says. The thing you worry about most is the attack you haven't seen coming. The unknown enemy is cast very much like the ill-defined threat presented to Oceania in 1984 as a pervasive, cunning, an unseen foe that requires total watchfulness, and it follows the sacrifice of the essential right of privacy. Remember all the little interviews on the street they did right after 9/11? Are you willing to give up your freedom and privacy for security? Mind you, they didn't do a democratic poll on it, like a vote. Never do. Pepper explains the challenges that face his former colleagues at GCHQ with a diagram, the love charts, you see, that shows how information is carried in discrete packets across the internet, a development which he implies must be met by granting the agency total access to all our communications. You can see GCHQ's problem, but we should not take the word of a securicrat with a narrow view of how a free society works to be the only voice in this debate. For like his successor, Ian Lobban, Pepper's solution to the problem of tracking terrorist communications is mass surveillance, which, if allowed, would give the government enormous powers and would very likely become subject to the law of function creep, as all these measures are. They introduce it, as you know, and expand it. Last week, he says, I reported on how the police national DNA database set up to solve crime was now being used in Camden as a crime prevention measure, as they simply drag in young youths and take their blood and DNA with no crime involved, just in case they create a crime in the future. A Home Office memo leaked during the period when the former Home Secretary Jackie Smith was swooning over GCHQ's megalomaniac plans, held them to be impractical, disproportionate, politically unattractive, and possibly unlawful. Well, that shouldn't stop them, should it? The plans have since been modified so that data collection would be outsourced to internet service providers, exactly as they're doing in China right now. But that's just a coincidence, isn't it? Who are, by the way, none too happy about it. Well, they're not happy at all. But the key measures of mass surveillance remains, and so does the truth of that characterization by an anonymous official. A brief moment considering the morals and competence of so many of her leaders must be enough to persuade us that to give such power away would be extreme folly. But that does not stop people like Pepper lobbying for that power in prime time with all his dry technocratic plausibility. Those who think of 1984 as a prediction are in error. It is, as the late Ben Pimlott pointed out, an account of the forces that endanger liberty, most of which can be summed up in a single word, lies. Lies. L-I-E-S. Orwell writes, Pimlott offers a political choice between the protections of truth and the slide into expedient falsehood for the benefit of rulers and the exploitation of the ruled. Thus the novel is above all subversive, a protest against the tricks played by government. It's a volley against authoritarian in every personality, a polemic against every orthodoxy, and an anarchistic blast against every unquestioning conformist. A good thought to remember on the anniversary of Orwell's greatest and grimmest book, as we watch Pepper arguing for all that Orwell feared and all that we should resist. Very well said. Very well said. And he's quite right. He's quite right. No is a word we've got to learn very fast, no. Many will suffer for saying no. But we'll all suffer if no one says it. No, we'll all suffer. From VoltaireNet.org, 8th of June 2009, G20 police used undercover men to incite crowds, talking into violence, by Jamie Doward and Mark Townsend. A member of parliament demands inquiry into Met tactics at demo. An MP who was involved in last month's G20 protest in London is to call for an investigation into whether the police used agent provocateurs to incite the crowds. Liberal Democrat Tom Brake said he saw what he believed to be two plainclothes officers go through a police cordon after presenting their ID cards. Brake, along with hundreds of others who corralled behind the police lines near Bank Tube Station in the City of London on the day of the protest, said he was informed by people in the crowd that the men had been seen to throw bottles at the police and encouraged others to do the same shortly before they passed through the cordon. So they saw these cops present their credentials after they were throwing bottles at cops, and they were getting through. I'll put these links up, remember, on my site at the end of the show. Now, here's an interesting article, too. It's from the Mail Online. This is happening across the world, by the way, across all Western worlds, all countries. Police launch mass DNA screening to catch rapist killer after woman's body is found in park. Detectives hunting a killer and a suspected serial rapist began a mass voluntary DNA sweep today. Investigators believe whoever raped and murdered Michelle Samarawira, 35, in a park in Walthamstow, East London, lives nearby. They began house-to-house inquiries and are asking anyone who matches the suspect's description to provide a sample of DNA. They did this in Toronto 3 years ago, 4 years ago, when a paedophile had murdered, I don't know if it was a little boy or a little girl, and they found her body eventually. I think it was in the beach area somewhere in Toronto. And they did the same thing, door-to-door, asking every man in the area for their DNA type. Now, obviously, they had the DNA from the body. They had the DNA of the suspect. And after it was all done and they did all this farce, you see, and collected DNA and trained the public. This is the new thing, the incoming thing, you see. That's the training exercise and collecting of DNA. That they already knew who it was all the time. They always know where these guys are and who they are. Because they put them in those areas and they watch them. And they have their DNA already because they've been in prison already. At the same time that happened, by the way, a little blurb on television in Canada, CBC, showed this brand new, totally robotic, mechanized laboratory that had been built in Montreal. And it could do, you saw these maybe 50 arms coming down, grabbing little test tubes and moving them to the next places on this conveyor belt, enough to do Canada, probably, and the whole of the U.S. And they said it was for the hardened criminal only. And I said right off the bat, this is for everyone in the near future. And I'm right. So here they are doing the same thing over in Britain as they did in Canada and getting everyone used to it. Under the threat that you're guilty if you don't give your blood to these guys, which they keep on record forever, by the way. And they've already admitted, well, it'll prevent crimes in the future, even if you haven't ever committed any crimes now. You'll be more scared to try it in the future, any kind of crime. This is the new world order. And it is Orwellian. This article here is from Delaware Online, mainstream. Virtually everywhere you go, they're watching you. Cameras are creeping up all over to catch crime. That's the excuse they give, but the electronic eyes may be prying into private life. By Mike Chambers, June 7th, 2009, News Journal. And it's just how you've been recently down to downtown Wilmington. A traffic camera sets an image of your car to the internet as you cross the Northeast Boulevard and East 12th Street. A worker at Downtown Visions watching a video monitor as you parked at 11th and Walnut Streets. Security guards at one of the biggest corporations using their own network of cameras mounted outside their building watch you watch up to Rodney Square. So did the Downtown Visions worker. Stopping for cash at the ATM machine, you put in a few more video screens to catch you up as well. Want a magazine, 24 cameras hang from the ceiling of the drugstore. Remember the movie Enemy of the State done years ago? They showed you how they're all connected with each other back then. You never tell the children what you're really doing, except in the movies. And they have to train you to accept them when they really happen, which people do. But this article here is just simply showing you and training you that you're just getting watched. Now, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? And I'm rushing through these articles because they're very important, these ones, tonight. Here's an article from the Telegraph. Listen to this. Pupils to be taught how to think in GCSE-style course. I guess that's where you get near secondary schooling. Although I say it's the general certificate for social engineering, GCSE. It says teenagers will be awarded the equivalent of a GCSE in thinking under new plans by Graham Patton, education editor, 8th of June 2009. They'll be taught the difference. Listen to this. They'll be taught the difference between an argument and a rant and how to separate fact from opinion, it was disclosed. Now, listen to this. Topics covered in the new course drawn up by one of Britain's biggest examination boards will include, now here they go, listen to how they lead into this, debate over the existence of UFOs. So they'll have a good laugh at that one and so on, as they, you know, unwind. A belief in the afterlife, right? And then listen to this, and arguments for and against euthanasia. Okay? Did you spot the odd man out here? Did you get it? UFOs, a belief in the afterlife, and arguments for and against euthanasia. And that's pretty well all they're saying about it. That they're being given more conditioning with the opinions at the end given to them, which they'll all agree on because everything is groupthink today. What do you think is coming down the road shortly? I'll say that last word again, euthanasia. The devaluation of human life starts at one end, and once it's normal, you start on the other. I've read so many articles about this. So many articles. Here's one here from Associated Content, AC, Associated Content. These links will be up on my site. It's a little blurb, which is minuscule, according to some of the studies that's been done in the past, and I've read them on the air. Your brain waves change when you watch TV from low alpha waves, and it can lead to mind fog. Oh, it's way beyond mind fog. May the 17th, 2007, by Chris M. Carmichael. If you experience mind fog after watching television, you're not alone. Studies have shown that watching television induces low alpha waves in the human brain. Alpha waves are brain waves between 8 to 12 hertz and are commonly associated with relaxed meditative states as well as brain states associated with suggestibility. Hypnosis. Now listen again how they word this. While alpha waves achieved through meditation are beneficial, really? Have you met many of these folk who do the meditations? Peace, man. They promote relaxation and insight. Too much time spent in the low alpha wave state caused by TV can cause unfocused daydreaming and inability to concentrate. Researchers have said that watching television is similar to staring at a blank wall for several hours. He says, I enjoy watching television on occasion, and this article is not meant to suggest that people should never watch TV. Well, I would. However, it's only fair that people understand what happens to the brain each time it is exposed to television. In an experiment in 1969, Herbert Krugman monitored people through many trials and found that in less than 1 minute of television viewing, the person's brainwaves switched from beta brainwaves associated with active logical thought to primary alpha waves. When the subject stopped watching television and began reading a magazine, the brainwaves reverted to beta waves again. One thing this indicates is that most parts of the brain, parts responsible for logical thought, tune out during television viewing. The impact of television viewing on one person's brain state is obviously not enough to conclude that the same consequences apply to everyone. Actually, it's most, though. However, research involving many people completed in the years following Krugman's experiment have repeatedly shown that watching television produces brain waves in the low alpha range. Makes you incredibly suggestible through the propaganda that's getting pumped into your mind. Especially remember when they play, you know, mainstream news was at 6 p.m. Then they changed another one to 9, then 10, then 11, some even at 12 now. And people will stay up later and later. That was done because you're tireder at the time, you're more suggestible than ever, and you go into this alpha state. You're downloaded with programming. And you haven't reasoned through any of it, but you've adopted all of its opinions. That's just a simple fact. Now, I'll go to the callers now, and there's Tim in Indiana. Are you there, Tim?
Hello?
Hello, Tim. Yes.
Hey, how you doing, Alan?
I'm just about hanging in here.
Just about. I feel you. I feel you there. I mean, I was listening to one of your earlier shows, like, today, and my jaw hit the ground because I just had, like, a eureka moment, kind of. But anyway, during that show, you had a guest was asking about, like, NASA did something, like, maybe, like, launched some missile up and whatever. It might have hit, like, Saturn or something like that, or maybe even towards Jupiter. And
yeah, hold on, and we'll go into that after this break. Yeah.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less, and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806, 1-800-656-4806. Call now, 1-800-656-4806.
This is Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix talking to Tim from Indiana. So you were saying there, Tim.
Yeah, okay. So, like, I was listening to the show talking about, you know, them possibly launching a missile or something that contained, like, 20 nuclear power, or the power equivalent to 20 nuclear whatever power plants. And so I just listened to it, and I had my iPod on, so it went to shuffle. So the next song, I mean, I have your shows on my iPod. Anyway, the next song was, like, a song by Bjork, and my buddy's got me listening to that because, you know, she's, that was a lot of stuff, too. But this song was called One Day, and it was, like, on our first album. And, like, the lyrics, I got them, like, right here, which, like, out of this world. But it said one of the lyrics are, like, one day it will happen. One day it will all come true. One day when you're ready. One day when you're up to it. And then this is our first verse, and it said, The atmosphere will get lighter. The two suns ready to shine just for you. I can feel it. I'm like, dang, what the heck? I mean, just right after, you know, I just listened to that. But then the eureka moment happened when I started thinking about, you know, 2010 in the movie when they...
That's right.
They showed the
another
two suns.
Sun in the sky, yeah.
But then, I even more, so like what you're talking about, they tell you the truth kind of in the movies. Like the movie Star Wars, if you ever watched that one, like the first, well, back in the 70s, the one that came out when Luke was on Tatooine, he's looking out and you see looking at two suns right there. I'm like, damn.
That's right. Yeah, Lucius Skywalker, the one who walked the sky. That's from ancient Egypt, yeah.
Yeah, so just like, you know, like I mean, you think, man, there's no way, but who knows? I mean, you know, it's just something. But I don't know if it really is like that, but... If you really think about it, I wouldn't put it past anybody or anything.
Well, you've been programmed your whole life for stuff ahead, and some of it's overt stuff. Other stuff is subliminal, and lots of it comes through entertainment, because really that's how most people grow up, having their minds altered, is through the imaginative qualities that are presented to them. But they never really understand the occult side of it, but they really enjoy the movies. They're fascinated by them. But in those movies, of course, they show you the whole future that they're kind of bringing in, and the warrior class, who, again, are hereditary. They're hereditary through eugenics, et cetera, special breed, et cetera, who rule all over the rest of the people. Yeah.
I know of another little TV show, like Heroes. I don't know if you watch that at all.
No.
It's kind of funny, too, because I don't know who's writing that show, but I guess they either listen to your show or they really know the agenda, but they talk about, I mean, they... You know, the second season was all about them creating a virus, and you know,
yeah.
And then this third season was about like the heroes were getting rounded up, and they showed these guards coming to their house and picking them up, and you know, all this stuff. But it was funny because one of the characters' father, he just lived out in the middle of nowhere, and I swear to you, he looked just like you, man. I was like, what the heck, man? Either you know, they're running out of whatever, but it was just funny. I was just like, man, it's just crazy. So,
yeah
they'll tell you if your mind's not working, you'll just soak it all in and be like, hey, you know, when it happens, like, okay, it's supposed to
happen.
That's
right. So. To most people, it'll be quite normal. Whatever it is, it'll be quite normal because they've all had their programming. In fact, they won't think much of it. They never do on these big things. I saw a recent magazine from the military, and someone sent me a picture, and it's about the latest armor for the soldiers, and they're white, and they're exactly the same as the ones they wore in Star Wars.
See, I know. It's crazy. Well, all right, thanks a lot, man, and thanks for everything you're doing, and everybody wake up and donate. All right.
That's a good idea. Thanks for plugging it. Someone should, yeah. I keep forgetting.
Okay.
But thanks for calling.
All right, buddy.
Well, from a very wet Ontario, Canada, it's a repetition last year, spray in the morning, rain all day and all night. It's good night from Hamish and myself, and may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent